Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open for text at 844-967-2789. Text only today. Devil Radio is moving to a bigger studio. The lines aren't hooked up right now, but we can take text. Any question or comment you have, 844-967-2789. Underneath everything, in the background, the Republican Party is circulating five election-related bills that they're going to enact into law with their gerrymandered, illegitimate legislature. They'll go to Evers. Evers will veto them. But if the Duchess of Foxconn ever gets in there, she won't veto them, and this will be the law. Here are the five. Some of them are unbelievable. One of them would allow the state legislature, read the gerrymandered Republican majority, illegitimate, to block the state from obeying federal election guidance and rules in federal elections. Now, that's going to get overturned if that ever got enacted, but it'd screw up a bunch of elections. Number two, wait a minute, we have some activity. Luke, I see you're at the mic, my friend. We have another text.
We do. We got Wisco Paul texting in this morning as well. And he's saying the Republican Party is off the rails and there's too many CJs out there, but wanted to thank us for our radio station. So Wisco Paul texting that in this morning.
Wisco Paul, my friend, thank you for calling. I know it's hard. You tear your hair out listening to a lot of this stuff. By the way, though, but I'm glad CJ calls in. I really am. CJ, keep calling him. He disagrees with a lot of things people say. That's fine. There are several points of view. If there's any factual misinformation, I'm going to correct it historically. But other than that, I like contrary points of view. But anyway, to get back to the five election, and Paul, thank you very much for your strong sentiments. You always call in. You're a good friend of the station. We really appreciate it here. Five election-related bills. One would allow the state to disobey federal guidance on federal elections. That's not going anywhere, but if they enact it, it'll get overturned. There'll be a lot of litigation. Secondly, they're going to punish four state agencies if they fail to follow certain election laws as determined by the legislature. What are they talking about? The state agencies are the Election Commission, the Wisconsin Election Commission, the Department of Corrections, Department of Transportation, and the Department of Health Services. The law would force them to do annual reports to the Joint Finance Committee and the Department of Administration on their failure to follow election laws, and they would lose $50,000 a day from their appropriations. Now, let me tell you something. This is stupid. You know, the Republican Party, they don't like red tape, they say. They don't like bureaucrats. Are you kidding me? Getting these people to have to write annual reports confessing that they violated what? How's the Department of Corrections going to violate the voting laws? What, because some felon maybe votes right when he gets out of prison, which he can, but maybe he had 2 days left on his probation, and so they're going to lose 50 grand a day. This is sick. These people are quite sick. Transportation, I haven't the faintest idea why they're going after that except to cut it. And health services, the idea is to gin up some fraud and then cut them 50 grand a day. That's the second bill. Third bill is the legislature could block Wisconsin, the state, from accepting any federal funds provided by the state to follow federal election requirements. No, no. Wait a minute. You are required to follow federal election requirements. Federal trump state. That's why we have a constitution. And if the federal government provides funds to enable you to do it, you bet we're going to take it. The Republicans will try to block compliance with federal law. And if they don't succeed, to block our getting money, just like they blocked our train money and our Medicaid money, just to make a point that they're, quote, conservatives, end quote, and injure the taxpayers of the state. Then the fourth one is the state agencies would have to submit to the legislature all federal election guidance and all communications, including telephone calls, with the federal government and the Department of Administration, and the legislature would have to approve anything that was discussed. Well, talk about bureaucracy. Are you kidding me? In the federal aid, in the state agencies in this state, you're going to require them to keep a log of any contact with the federal government, inform Voss or Gableman or whoever they decide to designate, and then they would have to be in on it and approve everything? No, no, no. We have a form of government. The executive, the governor, appoints cabinet positions. They're state agencies. You can't run a modern state without state agencies. These people are trained professionals. They're honest. The legislature are not trained professionals, and they're dishonest. The Republican gerrymandered majority, they are dishonest people. What they would simply do is say to these agencies, we have to be in on any conversation or email, and we're busy, so tell the feds you can't talk to them. It would prohibit the federal government, which is the arm of the government, the executive, elected by the people, to communicate with the same arm of government in the state, the executive, the governor, elected by the people, unless the legislature is in on it. That is false. That is not only a violation of the separation of powers, it's contemptible. It's contemptible. So that is being discussed and it will be passed. This is the kind of thing that gets discussed, drafted, and passed. And if you have a Democratic governor like we do, it gets vetoed. If they ever had a veto-proof majority, it'd get overridden. They don't have a veto-proof majority, it would be litigated. The Wisconsin Supreme Court would demand that it be litigated there first. Three of them refused to certify Joe Biden, who won the election in this state. A fourth, Brian Hagedorn, stood tall, and he has done that on a number of cases. Would he stand tall throwing this stuff out? I don't know. He didn't stand tall on gerrymandering. He is willing to say that the illegitimate, crooked gerrymandering of 2010 will now last another 10 years to 2030. We are not going to have much of a University of Wisconsin system left when they continue to starve it. We are not going to have much of an environment left when they persist on staying under lame duck on boards like the DNR, even if the term expires, so they can prevent guidance on forever chemicals. That's what happens with Republicans. You must understand that. You must understand that. So it's imperative that the Democrats hold the governorship in 2022 for four more years. If the Democrats don't hold the governorship, and there's no veto of this kind of garbage, what's going to happen is you are going to have an isolated state that simply finds a way through Republican judges upholding it to cut out any federal regulation on elections, even federal elections. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Thank you for bearing with us without phones today. The texts were terrific. Stand by with some great programming. You have the usual today. Matt Flynn Direct will be back. Same time, same place tomorrow. Hopefully the phones will be installed by then. If they are, great. If they aren't, we'll do text again. For Matt Flynn Direct, signing off for today.